All week we are getting an education in the wisdom of God. Today's first reading, again taken from the Book of Wisdom, tells us that we should be able to honor the Creator when we observe the beauty of creation. Very basic principle, and it should be obvious to us, but it's not. That's why the first verse of today's reading says, all men were by nature foolish, who were in ignorance of God, and who from the good things seen did not succeed in knowing him who is. The idea is we should be able to look at creation and, if we're wise, know God. This reminds me of a story I've told before, but it comes to mind again. About 10 or 15 years ago, back when we had more active connections with our friends in Africa, I was in the States, and one of the priests I had met in Ghana was visiting the States. So he came to our center in Corning, New York, and so we were hosting him as a guest. And it happened that a priest from his diocese in Ghana was assigned to the parish in Corning. So there were two Ghanaian priests there, and they knew each other. So we decided to take our guest out to see the highlights of the area, and we said, let's go to Niagara Falls. Niagara Falls is one of the biggest tourist attractions in that area. Big waterfall. So we got to Niagara Falls, and I was driving. I remember it's a big tourist attraction, so there's cars and there's people all everywhere, and there's vendors and signs of what you can do and what you can't do. Anyway, I remember parking the car, and we got out of the car and we started looking for the falls. I mean, you can't see them from everywhere. You have to get to a lookout point. You have to get near the edge of the river so you can look out over the bluff and see the waterfall. So I don't remember exactly how we did this, but I remember I got to this rock wall and looked over and there were the falls, huge. You could hear them, roaring water, just extraordinary vision. And I remember just like being stunned. I'm standing there, probably. I like watching waterfalls. You ever follow with your eyes, follow the water as it falls? It's as if it slows down, goes in slow motion. I don't know if I was doing that, but I was just standing there. And behind me, along comes one of the Ghanaian priests, and he sees the falls and he says, glory to God. Or this place gives glory to God. And that's when I realized I had not been thinking about God at all. It didn't even occur to me that I should be giving glory to God, that this beautiful sight should lead me to the beauty of the Creator. So I was humbled by that. And that's exactly what this reading talks about. If we're not foolish, we should be able to know God by seeing the beautiful things he has done in creation. It says it over and over again in the reading. From the greatness and beauty of created things, their original author by analogy is seen. It even mentions water here somewhere. Yes. Fire, wind, swift air, circuit of the stars, or the mighty water. In our foolishness, those things have all been considered gods. But they should lead us to the true God. Okay, so wisdom and foolishness. Why is it that we're foolish? Why do we not see God? Well, one of the reasons people often mention is that when we look around, very often we see not the beauty of creation, but the ugliness of the human family. And this is, I think, even more striking in the age of media, where we're constantly bombarded with bad news. I mean, how many times do you have to see pictures of children slaughtered in Israel or in Gaza and not say, this is really horrible, this is ugly, and we're doing this to ourselves. And so what we see is not beauty, but, well, the effects of sin. And You don't get on the front page, Niagara Falls is beautiful, or Manila, the sunset in Manila Bay is beautiful. What you get on the front page is more people were killed, more corruption, more lies, you know, more warfare. And so that distracts us from the goodness of God. The fallen condition of the human family distracts us from God. But it doesn't distract God. See, God continually reveals himself every day. Even if we were in a refugee camp, even if we were in a war zone, there's evidence of the goodness of God. Because every single person is an icon of God. And everything in creation is there because God is sustaining it in being. Sometimes, I don't know if you read these stories of people who are suffering in the war zones. Sometimes they're really, even though they're terrible, sometimes they're really inspiring because people rise to the occasion and they do things extraordinarily heroic in their sacrifice to help one another. You know, someone picks up an injured child and brings him to a hospital, and then he gets shot along the way and the child is saved. There's stories like this all the time. Say, there are a lot of really beautiful things in the midst of all the ugliness, because God is always present. God is at work. We had a couple of days ago Saint Albert the Great, brilliant man, a brilliant scientist, and he had the grace of being able to move from natural things to supernatural things. He that was part of his charism. You could say he could do science and say, this is leading me to God. He could look at natural truths or natural phenomena and say, this leads me to God. That's what we should all learn to do. In today's gospel, again, we're being instructed in wisdom here. Jesus brings up the terrible events of the flood in the days of Noah and the destruction of Sodom in the days of Lot. So these are examples of not man's evil, but of natural disasters, floods and destruction from the heavens. We always look at these events as terrible massacres. But Jesus says these are occasions for us to see the difference between wisdom and foolishness. They're not just massacres. They're also stories of good people being saved, of wise people escaping the disaster. So it depends on how we want to look at it. Same thing happened in Sunday's gospel. Five wise virgins, five foolish virgins. Well, to the foolish virgins, that was a disaster. They got locked out of the wedding. They were told by the master, I don't even know who you are. That's just terrible news to us. But to the five wise ones, they're in there celebrating. So it's all perspective. The wise have the wisdom of being able to see the goodness of God in everything, and the foolish are foolish if they continue in the path of foolishness so that they don't see anything, and everything is a disaster. Who's wise in the story of Noah? Noah. He listens to God, he does what God says, and he's saved. He and his whole family are saved. In the days of Lot, who's wise? Lot. He's not very wise. He almost had to be forced out of Sodom, but at least he left. Who's foolish? His wife. Jesus says, remember the wife of Lot. Why do we have to remember her? Because we learn from her the foolishness of turning back to things that should be left behind. Remember the wife of Lot. Whoever seeks to preserve his life will lose it. Whoever loses his life will save it. That's wisdom. Not only should the beauty of created things lead us to the beauty of the Creator, but we should see in the in the transitory character of created things, that our security is not in them. As beautiful as they are, they're not going to last. So we learn from that, we have to find our security, our happiness, in something that doesn't disappear. Otherwise, our happiness will disappear. So Jesus goes on to say, one will be taken, one will be left. One will be taken, one will be left. And we say, what is he talking about? He's talking about wisdom and foolishness. The wise are those who open themselves to the power of God to raise them up. The foolish are those who close the door to wisdom and end up being left behind, just like those five foolish virgins on Sunday. Today's saint, Elizabeth of Hungary, she died very young, age 24, but she, in her short life, was wise. She was a wise woman. In her wisdom, well, she married, I think she had three children or four children. I can't remember. Three children. In her wisdom, she recognized that all the benefits she had for being born into a noble family and being married to the king and all these things were nothing by comparison to being able to serve the Lord and to serve him in the poor. Very wise woman. So she used the good things that she had, and she had a lot of good things. She was rich, lots of fancy clothes, she had properties. She used those good things to do good things for those who were in need. And in doing that, she grew in wisdom to the point where, by the time she died, she was a very holy woman, a saint, canonized not long after her death. So Saint Elizabeth of Hungary, today's example, but you could pick any saint, anybody who has the wisdom of recognizing the beauty of God in the human person, especially in the poor. Anyone who has the wisdom of seeing the relative value of earthly things, all examples to us. So we have plenty of teachers and lessons in the way of wisdom. Let us be wise and recognize that everything, if we're wise, everything leads us to God.